If it simply went by titles, I think you deserve a gold star for this cinema.
I'm glad you think so.
I not even think so, I'm telling you. Deservingly so. Marketing and business development coordinator for Africa.
Yeah.
Sima Libane, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fantastic. How have you been finding the afternoon?
I've had a really great time, actually. Got here quite early, helped out a bit, welcomed everyone. So I got to see everyone come in and all the outfits.
Yes.
And the ones I liked and the ones I didn't like that much, you know.
It's always got to be a balance.
Yeah, I try.
You try.
Yeah.
Gotta fly that spicy flag high. What are some of the great highlights you have of 2018?
I mean, I'm going to be very biased, and it's obviously going to have to do with like things that I've worked on.
Slick your hair, girl.
Or worked with. I think our Africa forums, we do one in London, and we do one in South Africa. I really think, I wasn't at the London one, but I worked on that, and I saw, you know, afterwards, and all of our social media posts and everything was really great. And then with South Africa, really, for me, a personal highlight was the South Africa Africa Forum. Firstly, because I got to work with like the broader South Africa marketing team. And it's great to work with people that you don't usually work with or like have a close relationship with in terms of the kinds of things you're doing, but also to see how well we were doing and how much like serious people are serious. People know what's going on, and know what they're doing. We had a great turnout in spite of all the negative media and all these other funny things. It just goes to show that like South Africans are pretty smart. They know what's going on, they know what's cutting, and we were able to keep things moving and have business as usual and like do well. As we always do.
Well,
yeah.
You have a very interesting perspective of the company then, because as much as you're based in Johannesburg, you do have a global eye view of things. What are you finding about Hogan Lovell, pardon me, that sets the company apart from the rest?
I mean, I think, this is going to be cliche. One of our like mottos, like those company mantras, is one team worldwide. And I think that particularly from where I'm sitting or the department that I work in, which is the Global Business Services Center, not Social Club, as was said earlier.
Shame on you.
Is that we work with a lot of global, like I particularly work with people from London, Paris, all the Africa hubs, Beijing, Washington, New York, etc. And in terms of working together and always having global quarterly meetings, always catching up, making sure you know the people globally who can assist you with things. On a day-to-day, I speak to people on like 3 different continents like every single day, and then I get to see my South African counterparts in real life. I think that a lot of the companies who are working in South Africa from a global perspective just put their like there's a temptation to just slap your name, your brand on something and then have things like work on their own and work in a silo, whereas with Hogan Lovells I feel that it really is a matter of team efforts, keeping everyone in the know in terms of what's going on in the different countries and the different continents, and really trying to bring everyone together and really have the team spirit like worldwide.
What are some of the exciting projects that you look forward to next year?
Ooh, exciting projects
Try
I look
to
forward
just
to.
One
oh my goodness, okay.
The
there
menu.
Is one.
Yes.
It's going to be a marketing campaign that we're going to do. I can't tell you what it is yet. It's going to be very exciting. It's going to involve a lot of like very noteworthy South African influencers. But more than that, it's going to engage corporate South Africans in a way that they don't get engaged in a lot of the time. I think a lot of the time you're a corporate, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're whatever, and when you go to work, you're seen as just that, and we're trying to sort of bring in people's personal passions and creativity with this campaign that's going to be coming next year. Look out for it. And that's really exciting for me that we try to speak to like a holistic sort of humanist perspective when we deal with our clients, when we deal with our employees, and when we deal with other counterparts from other corporates, and I think that's really going to come through in that campaign.
Sima, then I'm keeping my eye on my inbox. Miss Global.
Yeah, you must send me your email address so I can add you to the list. You know, guest list is a real thing.
Miss Global Perspective, I'll also get my passports renewed and my visas ready.
Please
Thank
do.
You so much for chatting to me this afternoon. I'll see you on the dance floor.
Yes, you will.
Fantastic.